From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a two-part message entitled Secure in the Incomparable Love of God. The text is verses 5 through 11 of chapter 5. The beginning of verse 5 says, Hope maketh not ashamed, or does not disappoint. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the reason this is true is found in the second part of the verse, which says, Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who have been justified by faith in Christ, which guarantees that believers will never suffer damnation. The expression shed abroad speaks of the Holy Spirit having been poured into our hearts, demonstrating the lavishness of God's love toward us. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit witnesses of God's incomparable love to His people, not just as a multitude, but as individuals. God loves each of us personally. Also, we see that God's love is based on His unchanging character, so it is a firm love. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 30 and verse 6. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Moab is settled on his lees. He hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Give a man wealth. Let his ships bring home continually rich freights. Let the winds and waves appear to be his servants, to bear his vessels across the bosom of the mighty deep. Let his lands yield abundantly. Let the weather be propitious to his crops. Let uninterrupted success attend him. Let him stand among men as a successful merchant. Let him enjoy continued health. Allow him with braced nerve and brilliant eye to march through the world and live happily. Give him the buoyant spirit. Let him have the song perpetually on his lips. Let his eye be ever sparkling with joy, and the natural consequence of such an easy state to any man, let him be the best Christian who ever breathed, will be presumption. Even David said, I shall never be moved, and we are not better than David, nor half so good. Brother, beware of the smooth places of the way. If you are treading them, or if the way be rough, thank God for it. If God should always rock us in the cradle of prosperity, if we were always dandled on the knees of fortune, if we had not some stain on the alabaster pillar, if there were not a few clouds in the sky, if we had not some bitter drops in the wine of this life, we should become intoxicated with pleasure. We should dream we stand, and stand we should. But it would be upon a pinnacle, like the man asleep upon the mast, each moment we should be in jeopardy. We bless God, then, for our afflictions. We thank Him for our changes. We extol His name for losses of property. For we feel that had He not chastened us thus, we might have become too secure. Continued worldly prosperity is a fiery trial. Afflictions, though they seem severe, in mercy oft are sent.
Save me, Lord.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Dealing with justification and assurance here, not sanctification at this point in time. But you know, most of our problems with our sanctification, the reason why we are the carnal wretches at times that we despise, the reason why we don't live the way we ought to live, talk the way we ought to talk, walk the way we ought to walk, give the way we ought to give, serve the way we ought to serve, is because we get away from Calvary and we lose the vision and the intimacy and the overwhelming reality. God loved and loves me. Well, just understand that. The fact of the love of God. It's the key to everything. Paul says, that's what makes me tick. That's what constrains me. That's what gets my aching bones out of bed in the morning to tramp miles to bring the gospel to those who want to kill me. That's what makes me take my stand. That's what makes me willing to live, willing to die. Because the love of Christ constraineth me. It's a compulsion within me. It's a fire that burns. I know He loves me. Oh, He loved to talk about God's love. He wanted every Christian to think about it and to live in it and bask in it. In Ephesians 3, you have that wonderful prayer of Paul. I remember in prayer meetings here, we may actually come back to this in the months to come, I don't know. But in prayer meetings here years ago, Wednesday evenings, I went through the prayers of the Apostle Paul. In Ephesians 3, you've got one of the most majestic prayers in Scripture, where Paul says, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And he goes on to say what he's praying for, that he would grant them to be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man, that they, being rooted and grounded in faith, may be able to do what? Now he comes to it. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And he can't even finish the sentence. He has to put it in, and to know. What does he mean? Comprehend. But he says, and to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. Paul, I believe, is saying, I want you to be able to go to your Bibles, and I want you to be able to trace through Scripture the breadth and length and depth and height of God's love. I want you to be able to take the text of Scripture, comprehend what the Bible's saying, but don't think you know anything yet. Do with that great theme what J. Kyle Paisley, my old English Bible professor, told me, and I will repeat this story when we get into Romans 6. As he looked across the table at me as his only student, and I couldn't miss the point, it was definitely for me. He said, young man, get on your knees with this open before you, and stay there until God burns it into your heart. That's it. Paul says, I want you to know God's love. I want it to be burned into your heart as it's burned into my heart. I want it to motivate your being. I want it to be your first thought in the morning, your last thought in the evening, your constant thought through the day. I want this to embrace you and to hold you in the arms of the eternal God. I want this to be that all-enveloping truth. Know the love of God. Oh, men and women, let me tell you, this is a wonderful, wonderful fact. And the fact is, if the Holy Spirit witnesses to me of the fact of this immeasurable, incomparable love, then my eternity is absolutely secure. C.H. Spurgeon spoke of this word, this love, this term in our text, and he said, it's not compassion, nor tenderness, nor pity, but it is love, which is something more than all these. You pity the beggar whom you could not love. You have compassion on the villain in whom you have no complacency. You look with tenderness upon sufferers who have nothing in their character or in their persons to attract your your affection. But he says this text speaks of love. Listen to his words. Direct attachment and affection. Direct attachment and affection. That's the meaning of God's love for us. Oh yes, he has compassion, tender pity, loving kindness. He has all those things. But this is much more. This is divine attachment to us and our cause. This is divine affection for us. This is divine complacency in us. Delight in us. Someone has defined love as a full identification with the interests of another and a commitment to those interests. That's what we have here. This is the love of God for us. But listen, what he's saying is, the Holy Spirit's witnessing to you of God's love, that God is attached to you. How can I let you go? God has affection for you. He has delight in you. How then can you perish? Oh, here's the argument. God has given us His Spirit. His Spirit witnesses to us of the fact of God's love. But then He witnesses to us of the fullness of God's love. He has poured this love in our hearts. And I said it's not just into as if you've got a receptacle and something filling some part of that receptacle. No, no. That's not the idea. It's speaking now of something that happened when you were saved and it continues to be the abiding state of the soul. The witness of the fullness of God's love. This pouring speaks of abundance. There's the idea of the lavishness of God's love. That's a wonderful theme in Scripture. The idea of shedding abroad this love is that the Holy Spirit diffuses within us every kindness that the love of God can possibly provide. Do you remember what the psalmist said in the 68th Psalm, verse 19? When he spoke of the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. That's it. It's a lavish hand. What Paul wrote to the Ephesians in chapter 1 and verse 3. He said he had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings. What Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1 verse 3. He hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Paul says, all things are yours. He said, even the apostles are yours. These mighty men of God, these mighty ministers, Peter and Paul and James and John and all the rest of them, they're yours. What are they? They are ministers. What are ministers? They are servants. They are God's gifts to the church of Christ, to serve that church. They are part of the lavish provision of the Lord in Jesus Christ. Now, if God has given us everything that is necessary for life and godliness, if He has given us everything that Christ has purchased in the covenant of redemption, tell me, shall we yet perish despite what God's love can do for us? Surely not. The Holy Spirit witnesses of the firmness of God's love. Everything in this text is to convey the message that the love of God is steady, It's unfluctuating, it's unchangeable, and it's immovable. Not only in this text, but everywhere where the apostle expounds on the theme of the love of God in Christ. He speaks of it in terms that speak of its firmness. It has its source in God's nature, for God is love. I can quote that text. I have preached on it. But I have to tell you, I have never adequately expounded it. And neither has anybody else. God is love. This love, therefore, has its source in God's nature, but it also is in God's good pleasure, sovereign will. It has its strength in God's eternal perfection. How can you trust the love of God for your security? Because he says, I am Jehovah. I change not. Therefore, always mark the therefores of Scripture. Mark the logic of Scripture. Christians are supposed to think on the basis of great truth. And here is great truth, Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Sons of Jacob? Sons of the twister? Sons of that self-centered, time-serving fraud? For that's how he started out. Yes. You sons of Jacob are secure. Why? Because the love of God has its strength in God's eternal perfections. And it has its success in his immutable purpose. The love of God must succeed because the purpose of God will stand. He has said it, Isaiah 46 and verse 10, my counsel shall stand. Now, the devil doesn't like that. All the cronies of the devil in the world, they don't like that. The rulers of this earth have got together to try to overthrow the counsel of the Lord. But they can't do it. So the old tempter comes and he does the next best thing. He can't overthrow God's eternal counsel. So he tries to destroy your enjoyment in that counsel and my enjoyment in it. And so he, in some way or other, and he has a vast array of methods, he will bamboozle us. He will direct our thoughts in a foolish direction. He will overcome us with feelings of grief or sadness or disappointment or disillusionment or frustration or whatever. He'll do whatever he can to take our mind off this, that God has an eternal, immovable, absolutely certain purpose that guarantees the success of his love, that having loved us, he loves us to the very end.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827.
You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.